This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jim Robbins. He's the senior editorial writer for The Washington Times, and he was also a special assistant to then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. For his most recent piece on The Washington Times editorial page, Jim has written on the significance of the WikiLeaks, more than 90,000 documents leaked over the Internet, some as high significance as labeled secret, related to the war in Afghanistan and our relationship with Pakistan as well. And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
The point that you made in the piece is that there isn't a whole lot of breaking news here. Most of this has been part of the public discussion, a point that other media outlets have made as well. But you say there is still serious damage being done here because it gives our enemies an upper hand on us that we don't get on them. Explain.
Well, I think the thing to understand about these documents is that none of them are at a really high level of classification. We're not talking about super secret documents from the highest levels of government. These are very routine, low-level documents for the most part. That deal with kind of the day-to-day of counterinsurgency, reports of attacks either on our troops or that our troops made, and that kind of thing. And the reason this is damaging is it gives the enemy insights into how our troops operate, how they respond to enemy attacks, how they uncover IEDs and weapons caches and these kinds of things. So whereas there are no kind of bombshell revelations, there is potentially potential for great damage to our troops because now the enemy will have a more complete picture of how they do their business.
In terms of the Afghan people, part of that, of course, was talking about civilian casualties, and there's also worry that certain Afghan sources could be compromised here. What do we know about how specific these reports got about some of the folks that are giving us good intel over there?
They're extremely specific. I downloaded the entire 92,000 document set, and I can't say I've looked at every single one, but scrolling through them and looking at key documents, there are lots of names of Americans, of Afghans, all kinds of names of people, of events, meetings, things that were said at meetings. It's highly specific in that regard. So if there are people out there who have been kind of trying to survive by not being specific to the Taliban about how they cooperate with the Americans, this could easily blow their cover and they could be killed.
Jim, in terms of where this goes from here, as far as the investigation goes, does the level of documents help us narrow down who's responsible? And if Don Rumsfeld were still running the show, based on your experience at the Pentagon, what should be the proper course of action once we figure out who's responsible here?
Well, they have a suspect, of course, the soldier who allegedly leaked these things. There's some reason to believe that, at least according to some reports, that he may not have acted alone. I don't know if it rises to the level of treason. I would 92,000 counts of classified document violations, I think, is going to lead to a lot of jail time. I don't know how serious a response the government can take to this guy. He didn't blow a lot of big secrets, but just the fact of it, just that someone could have a document dump of this size is pretty outrageous. And these aren't even all the documents. These are just the Afghanistan documents. There are more caches of documents to come. Allegedly, there are State Department documents that are yet to be exposed. So we really don't know the full damage yet, and so it's hard to assess punishment. But as things stand, again, no inner government bombshell revelations, but just the fact that it places our troops in grave danger is bad enough.
Jim, what's your sense of how the administration has responded to this? They're clearly not happy about it, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of emotion or outrage about it. Are they taking about the right tack they should, or should they be more upset than they are?
I think they're trying to downplay it because if they act more upset, then perhaps the enemy will make more of it. I think it's probably a good idea to move cautiously and keep low-key about it, try to be behind the scenes about it. I was distressed that they said that, well, this doesn't reflect poorly on the Obama administration because it's mainly Bush-era stuff. I don't think politics like that has a place in something like this. And the administration should stick to the national security angle and leave politics out of it.
We're talking with Jim Robbins. He's a senior editorial writer for The Washington Times, former special assistant to then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. And, Jim, let's get back to a point you were making earlier, and that's that this gives a little bit of an upper hand, or at least more of an advantage to the Taliban, our enemies over there, because they know how we react to certain things, and that could change their tactics. What will be some clues, whether it's related to our military, how we move troops, how we detect IEDs, like you were suggesting before, that they're starting to change their tactics based on what perhaps they've read in this thing?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. If they suddenly become more effective, if they suddenly stop doing things that these documents indicate are things that we know about, those kinds of things. I'm certain that the enemy are going to be poring over these in minute detail. And bear in mind that they know a lot more about these circumstances than we do because they have their side of the picture. They know what they did. Now they'll know what we did. But because there's no 90,000 document Taliban dump, we're not going to know their side of the story. So they'll be coming into situations with a complete picture of what happened in the past, and we will still only know what we know.
Last 60 seconds here, Jim. And, of course, this whole episode is reminding people of the fact that it is still a very difficult fight in Afghanistan. It's giving some people an excuse to once again suggest that we shouldn't be there. For the most part, everyone who's been in favor of the current course is still in favor of the current course. Do you expect this to have a major impact at all on where the public sentiment is on the policy?
I would hope not. And, again, that's a reason to stay low-key about all this. I think the people who want to not be there will conclude, you know, that we shouldn't be there, no surprise. I think most serious analysts have looked at this and said the public will learn nothing from this document dump that they wouldn't have learned if they had just been following the news. A secret level classification is not that high, and most news reports are pretty much of the same level of detail as a secret level report. So I don't think that this is going to have any effect on public opinion unless people want to make the document dump itself into the issue, but it really shouldn't be.
Jim, fascinating. I'm sure we'll be in touch soon. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Jim Robbins is a senior editorial writer for The Washington Times. He also served as a special assistant to then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.